Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Lauryn Hill reported to a federal prison on Monday to begin a 3-month sentence for failing to pay federal income taxes. She'll serve at a low-security female facility in Danbury, Connecticut. Mariah Carey is fine a day after an accident during a video shoot in New York, her rep said. Mariah injured herself while filming a video with Young Jeezy for the remix of Beautiful, directed by her husband, Nick Cannon. She was taken to the hospital where doctors reset her shoulder. Rapper 50 Cent has been dropped from MLB.com's upcoming All-Star Bash in New York City in the wake of his domestic violence scandal. 50 was charged with domestic violence last week following an alleged domestic dispute at his son's mother's house in California, during which he allegedly kicked her and destroyed $7,000 worth of property. In related news, a conversation between 50 and his 15-year-old son Marquise allegedly leaked online. According to RadarOnline.com, things got ugly between the two after Marquise didn't answer the door when 50 went to visit him. The text conversation included profanity and even threats that 50 will never talk to Marquise again, calling him and his mother names and trying to disown him. Meanwhile, 50 has stepped forward to clear the air on leaked messages, which he confirmed the text did come from him, but claimed that his son's mother, Shanika Tompkins, was actually pretending to be his son. Also claimed that she sold the messages to a website because she hates him for winning. Toni Braxton has finally settled her Chapter 7 case, and it cost her $150,000 to wipe the slate clean. Braxton filed for bankruptcy for the second time back in 2010, claiming her debts were as high as $50 million. The trustee and Braxton finally came to an agreement this week, where Braxton agreed to pay $50,000 she owed on a property and $100,000 from her performances. Congratulations are in order to Wiz Khalifa and his new bride, Amber Rose, as the two got married at a courthouse yesterday. They plan to have a public ceremony held later this year in the fall.